Didn't the IRS scandal and the NSA atrocities convince you?
You need a watchdog on Washington with insider sources.
You need Hannity every day.
All right, 25 now till the top of the hour. Toll-free telephone numbers, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. I can't tell you everything I'm doing tomorrow until I get on the air tomorrow, but I'm doing something very cool. And, you know, at this time of year especially, knowing all of you in this audience, your great love, your passion, your understanding of the sacrifice of so many others for us. One group we've really gotten to know in recent years is Troops Direct. They're an organization that gets needed supplies, tools to deploy troops. And I'm not saying this. We work with a lot of military charities, but they get the supplies to the troops that they need and the tools they need when they're sent overseas. So they're not underprepared. And it's donations from we, the people, the American people, that keep this nonprofit organization going all year long. And, you know, look, we go about our daily lives. We don't stop every minute, every second of every day and think about what sacrifice goes on behind the scenes and on the front lines for us. But at this time of year, we think about giving and we think about all that we have. And one of the great blessings we have are so many men and women that want to serve us and keep us free so that we can live in peace, our brave men and women. And they sacrifice a lot to do it. Their families sacrifice a lot to let them do it. Anyway, joining us now is Aaron Nierbaum, who's with us, founder, executive director, and Jake Jones is with us. Guys, how are you? Good to talk to you again. What's going on?
Hi, Sean. Good afternoon. How are you?
You know, the only thing I don't understand is why, for example, we're deploying people without needed helmets, body armor, carriers, and some fundamental things that the government should be providing. We now had a big increase in our military budget. Why are they still without some basics?
Well, you know, Sean, when I founded Troops Direct in 2010, that was the question I asked as well. And I thought our troops had everything that they needed when they were in harm's way defending our country. And I found that was just not the case because of bureaucracies, red tape, the slow logistics sometimes of the military, that our troops need things immediately for their missions and to protect their lives and the lives of their brethren in a manner that's quicker sometimes than the military supply chain is. And I have Jake Jones, who works full-time for us, who's a recipient of our support, and he said, I need to be a part of this, and, you know, that's why we exist, is to support our troops immediately to help them get their jobs done and get them back home. But, Sean, I'll let Jake speak more to it.
Jake, why don't you fill us in on all the things that you guys are doing and the things that they need.
Well, it's really a myriad of things, Sean. We support anything that doesn't go boom or bang through our ITAR-compliant vendors. So it's anything from boots to rifle scopes, laser rangefinders, helmets, body armor, advanced medical kits. And these things are in demand every day. I mean, I spend approximately tens of thousands of dollars monthly in the support that we provide to our service members overseas. And it's all done through the patriotic donations of just mom and pops from all around the United States that just want to keep America's sons and daughters secure.
All right, so tell me, you know, so how does it work here? You know, you tell stories. I know there was a case where a generator that was powering a remote special ops outpost failed and replacement parts were on a 12-month back order through the military supply chain. You were able to acquire and ship those needed parts in less than 72 hours. That's mind-numbing bureaucracy to me. That's the kind of thing that drives me crazy. But, or when a unit was rushed to fight terrorism in the Middle East, but they didn't have the necessary communications equipment. Now, I agree. Most of this help was needed in the Obama years. Are you seeing a shift and a change, though, under the Trump administration, considering they now have, you know, considerably increased the military budget and General Mattis?
You know, Sean, we are seeing an increase in the support through the new Trump administration, whether it be our ability to, with rules of engagement or engagement authorities being pushed down to the tactical level as opposed to the previous administration where it was at the general officer level. But yet, you know, the endless terrorist game of whack-a-mole, if you will, that's global, we need to have the ability to surge assets at a moment's notice. And that's really what we're seeing now is the fluidity of the situation for us to go out and remove terrorists from the battlefield. We have to be agile enough to do it. And The government doesn't allow them to do that because of the contracting requirements. So we can click and ship anything in the world, anything globally, within 10 to 15 minutes if it's in stock. And if it's not, I'll get it in stock and get it out the door as soon as possible.
And, you know, Sean, one thing that the public doesn't realize is that we have Americans serving right now, as this program airs, in over 130 countries around the globe, whether it's your special operations teams or it's your regular old, you know, infantry service member. And they need things sometimes quicker than that airplane from the military can get there. And that's why Troops Direct is so valuable, because our service members know what they need right now to get their job done. And I can tell you, we've unfortunately seen casualties out there in the battle space with units that we have supplied through the years. But those Americans have said that without Troops Direct, less missions would be accomplished and more lives would have been lost if it wasn't for the support that we provide them. And as you know, Sean, we are the only ones out there that do what we do for our Americans every single day.
You know, people forget, too, we have Americans deployed, and I know it's hard to believe, in 130 different countries, and this is a vital role that you guys are playing. Look, the bottom line is I wanted to have you on, explain it to our audience, and how can they help? We have a very generous audience, especially with military matters. You're specifically getting them really important things so they can do their job. You know, uniforms, helmets, communication equipment, life support gear. So if somebody wants to help and you get to bypass all the bureaucracy, how can they do it?
They can go to troopsdirect.org and make a donation today. You know, our overhead is less than 2% here. And if you really say you support the troops, this is the way to do it. Yeah, the troops like cookies and candy, but the troops need life support systems. The troops need replacement uniforms because theirs are bloodied and torn. They need the communications that have failed while they're in the battle space, and we're the ones that they come to get them that. So the best Christmas gift we can give our troops is the products they need so they can get back home to their families. And so,
well, I'm going to make a donation. I don't ask my audience to do something that I myself won't do. And I'll gladly give to a great cause such as this. We'll put it up on Hannity.com, troopsdirect.org, and there's also all the information you'd ever want to check out the good work that they're doing every day. And Merry Christmas to you guys, and, you know, Godspeed in what you're doing, and our thoughts and prayers are always with these men and women that so bravely sacrifice so much for us to give us the opportunities we have every day.
Well, Sean, you've been a longtime advocate and supporter for us. And, you know, from the helm here at Troops Direct, I just want to say to you, thank you so much for everything that you do for our troops through your advocacy.
Well, we appreciate it. And we'll put it up on Hannity.com, or just remember troopsdirect.org. All right. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it. Aaron, thank you. Jake, thanks you as well.